A state lawmaker tries again to get rid of a program that gives young teens birth control. West Bend Republican Senator Glenn Grothman is once again introducing legislation that would end Wisconsin's family planning waiver program for 15, 16, and 17-year-old girls.
It seems absurd that the state of Wisconsin is paying Planned Parenthood to put 15-year-old girls on the pill and then turning around and charging 17-year-old boys with sexual assault and making them sex offenders for life when they have sex with these girls.
The Medicaid program that provides health care services to low-income Wisconsin women also provides free birth control for these young high school girls without parental knowledge. Grothman cites several recent cases in which young adult males were charged with felony assault after having sex with their younger girlfriends. He wants to terminate this program.
Not only is it sending a mixed message, but it's also offensive to parental rights because these counselors are meeting with these girls without the parents knowing about it.
Grothman points to the contradiction of laws that prevent sexual abuse of kids, while this program allows the health department to give young girls birth control, sending a message, he says, that encourages premarital sex among teens. Advocates of the program had said if youngsters don't have access to family planning services, then sexually transmitted diseases, unintended pregnancies, and abortions will increase. The supporters claim birth-related costs will increase the burden on Medicaid. State lawmakers were one vote short of passing Grothman's measure through the state Senate last session. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.